Stanley, and it's called Toffee, or featuring Clarence Stanley, and it's called Toffee, which brings us into our last interview for today, which will be what the Voortrekker Road Corridor Improvement District. Also, the abbreviation for that is VRCID, and NGOs, Universal Chains for Albinism, Nobles, and Grows. So, recently raised awareness around albinism while also cleaning up the urban landscape and creating work opportunities. Albinism, which is a congenital disorder in which people lack color pigmentation in their skin, hair, and eyes, which affects about 1 in every 20,000 people worldwide. So it is most common in sub-Saharan Africa, and studies quoted by the World Health Organization in 2006 reported that 1 in 4,000 in Southern Africa were born with albinism, compared to about 1 in 20,000 worldwide. So despite the prevalence of albinism in South Africa, there remains a great misunderstanding about people with this condition, and they often face ignorance, discrimination, and even violence on a day-to-day basis. So, therefore, joining us is Wilma Pick, Social Development Manager at the VRCID, which stands for the Voortrekker Road Corridor Improvement District, to speak to us more about the everyday challenges endured by albinism. So, good afternoon, Wilma. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very fine. Thank you. Lovely to be here.
And Wilma, it's just a pleasure to be speaking to you about the work that you are doing. So if you can please unpack the work of the Voortrekker Road Corridor Improvement District.
Okay, so the Voortrekker Road Corridor Improvement District is a non-profit organization. We actually do get funded by the various business or the property owners in the geographic area of Bellville and Faro. And how it works is that every property owner had to vote if they are interested in an improvement district or a special ratings area. And if more than 50% indicated that they are interested in that, then all of the business owners must join in the ventures, and they actually get taxed by the City of Cape Town with the property taxes, when, you know, for each month's account that the people need to pay to the city, and it's called a SIT levy, and that SIT levy is determined on how big the property is, and then that SIT levy gets paid over to the VRCID, and the VRCID must then deliver a top-up service to the people in our area in terms of security and safety, cleanliness, and in our case also social development, because we have a very huge homeless population in Bellville and Faro.
Definitely, definitely, and it is really a big problem. So you recently had a cleanup initiative that was used as a vehicle to raise awareness around albinism. Like, how important is it to have these conversations?
You know what, we consider it important because we often find that if we do not support people with challenges like our albinism community as well, you know, whether it is people struggling with albinism, whether it's people who are homeless, or, you know, people that even been in prison before and don't have anywhere to go now, if we do not have an inclusive community and we sit down and we talk about their challenges, then often we will find that they are our most vulnerable people in our area. They do not have job opportunities. And, you know, once you don't have a job opportunity, then you are vulnerable to eventually maybe end up on the street yourself, or you will find it very difficult to cope with day-to-day life. And so we believe in creating a supporting environment where there is a place for everybody who needs to be heard and who needs to be supported.
100%, Wilma, as we all do have human rights, and we do have the constitution that protects each one of us, that we shouldn't be discriminated against anything. So as there is a great lack of education around albinism, like how do we break the stigma that is attached to that?
You know, I think it is like initiatives like we had on Freedom Day, where we actually brought various groups together, and we had this cleanup operation, first of all, to show the rest of the community that if you are a person with albinism, you can still contribute to society. And you can still, you know, there's still something you can offer. It's not that there's something wrong with you. So that's the first thing. And also afterwards, once we completed the cleanup operation, because it was not only the people with albinism that were there, we also had some of our homeless folk who are part of the GROW project, which is a job rehabilitation program of NEST, one of our service providers for the homeless in our area. And we also had our own employees, you know, some of our social development departments, some of our service providers, Securitas, and cleaners. And once we completed the cleanup, first day, we also had a situation where we sat down and we talked about albinism, and the people informed us about what it is. You know, what it is to live with albinism, and, you know, just trying to break down those perceptions that people have. And so by talking about it, making people aware, we also empowered them to use social media. We put a lot of social media coverage behind it. We got the media involved. So we are informing the community to know what it is about. And, you know, to break down all of those perceptions, that is, I think, very important.
Definitely, I hear fully what you are saying, but also on that, like, as people are not always sure how to start these conversations about issues that make them, they tend to feel uncomfortable addressing certain issues, but how do we start speaking about albinism a norm, and also empowering those individuals at the same time?
You know, I think that is a difficult situation, but the organization that we partnered with, UCAN, this is actually what they are driving for. So they have another initiative in June, I think it's the 16th of June on Youth Day, where they plan to also march to Parliament and, you know, give a document there, and have a meeting afterwards to create more awareness. I think on Freedom Day, even our president addressed the whole situation about albinism in his speech. So they are really doing their best to create this awareness. And I think, you know, on a personal level, if you do see a person with albinism, you know, we often try to pretend as if we don't see them, and, you know, we are a bit shy to start talking to them. But I think just at least acknowledging their existence, making eye contact with them, greeting them, being friendly with them, and treating them like you would treat any other citizen or any other person is a good start.
And then you've mentioned the next cleanup is taking place the 16th of June.
No, it's not a cleanup. It is, I think they are planning a march to the Parliament, the buildings of the Parliament, and they are going to give a document there to Parliament to make them aware about the albinism community and their rights, and that they need to be seen in our community.
And you, as the VRCID, do you have any upcoming initiatives taking place?
No, not directly with them. You know, like the cleanup, we might do it again in the future. But what we have tried to do is to also connect this UCAN organization with other organizations and initiatives that can assist them. You know, we have, for instance, introduced them to Kemi Adebayo, who is running an organization called Bold Moves, and she also has an internet TV channel, and she's also interviewing this Sylvia Mama, who is in charge of the UCAN organization. So we are just trying to open avenues for them. And then, of course, we also invited the people struggling with albinism or who has albinism and who are struggling with unemployment to also come to the GROW job rehabilitation project of MES, where they can also participate, in income-generating opportunities because it's a job rehabilitation project. It's not a full-time job, but at least it's a predictable income if they come and work for 4.5 hours. That's the shift that is usually how long it is. So we also opened up, for those who are unemployed and maybe vulnerable to homelessness to also access the services of MES and the VRCI.
And how do people get more information or access these services?
So what they can do, there are drop-in centers of MES in Paro, in Station Arcade, and then also in Belleville. So they are more than welcome to go there. They can also contact me on my cell number if they are interested, so that I can refer them wherever they need to go. Unfortunately, our services is only in Belleville and Paro, and I know many of our people with albinism live in other areas. So, there we will have to find them another organization that can assist them. But in Belleville and Faro, that is what we can offer.
And then, Wilma, just before we conclude, like, how important is it for the VRCIDS to basically collaborate with other organizations in order to get a broader message out there? Because I hear what you've been mentioning, you are partnering with other stakeholders as well.
Yeah. So for us, it's very, very important. Obviously, we focus more on homelessness because homelessness impacts directly on the cleanliness and the safety and security of any area. And in doing that, we do believe very strongly in collaboration with all stakeholders, all community members, and everybody involved in one way or another with the homeless. So, and I think it's the same for albinism that, you can never address anything in a silo. And you must get everybody on board and work together, determine where is the gaps, where is the overlap, and develop alternative ways to deal with the things that need to be dealt with.
Excellent stuff. And do you have a website available?
Yes. So our website is www.vrcid.co.za, and then if the people are interested in MES and the work that they do, it's also www.mes.org.za.
But the best place to get in contact with all the organizations or the stakeholders that you do work with is to go via your website, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Excellent stuff, Wilma. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us today. Are there any additional words in closing?
No, I just want to thank you for this opportunity, and I think, this project we had with albinism really made us think again, how do we interact with those that are not the same like we are, and to really be inclusive and make sure that there is a place to shine for everybody.
100%, because like I've mentioned, we all have human rights irrespective, and we do have the Constitution that is supposed to protect each one of our rights. So
exactly.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak
thank
to us
you.
Today. Have an
thank
awesome
you so
day.
Much.
Bye.
Okay, stay well. Bye-bye.
And that was Wilma Peek, and she is the Social Development Manager at the Voortrekker Road Corridor Improvement District, and she was just telling us a little bit more about the work that they do engage in on a day-to-day basis, and also the various organizations that they do partner with in order to get the message out there. And so you can go check them out by the website. They go by the website www.vrcid.org.za, and that is how you will see everything that they are involved with and also get to engage with the various organizations that they do work with, as their main goal now is to help the homeless and vulnerable to become to basically get inclusive again. So yeah, do go check out what they are all about. So that concludes today's edition of Sakisi's We're Building the Nation, Bodinasi. So next up is South Africans.